What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're back here with another installment. Cookie, Pepper are in the house, and we got a guest on that was here last season. Ray back in the house, and we also have our hype man in house. Guanto is here with us.
What's up? It's Little Indian.
Anyways, so we are going to get into something that Pepper is going to lead. I know I'm just as surprised as you are, but she came up with something all on her own. And so, Pepper, I'm going to let you take it away.
Well, I'm thinking about changing the name because I don't know. I'm still fidgeting with it. Like, it's called Sluts in Training. And what I would like to do for all those little sluts out there is kind of like train them into, you know, either becoming better sluts or learning how to work somebody or
being the best slut they can be.
Exactly. Yes. In all ways, though.
Are you like the fucking Mixed army now?
The best, like, she's the army of sluts.
But like in all ways.
Have an ugly wife and a messed up life in the army. Like that.
Instead of make America great again, let's make sluts great again.
Exactly. That's like, you know, build them
one
back
Melania
up
at a time.
Build their dignity up. They're worth something.
Dignity. Dignity. What is that? What is dignity?
Something you wouldn't know, of course. But.
Is that a pizza topping?
She no doesn't dignity know. She on me.
I know. It's something you lost a long time ago. So anyways. Yeah, like, I don't know. Sluts, like, if they want to learn how to, you know, sexual pleasures to their man, I can teach them how to be the best slut in the bedroom. Or if they want to be, like, for example, my friend. She's just wants to be the booty call, and that's the way she portrays herself. But then she complains because the guy doesn't want to commit. It's like, how do you commit to a booty call? Like,
you don't. That's the point of a booty call.
Yeah, like, you titled yourself that. You can't change it, especially on a guy. You can't change that. Like, how are they going to take you serious? Like,
well, they don't take her serious, first of all, because she's a booty call.
Right. Exactly. But then she's like, oh, why don't you take me on a date? Or why don't, you know, like.
Nothing's open at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Except for your legs. Seriously.
But it's like, because you're a booty call, bitch. Like,
it's like, let me fit you in between my 2 o'clock booty call and then my 3 o'clock booty call.
Exactly.
Like, seriously.
It's like, Jesus Christ. She's like late night snack. And like, she wants to be like the morning snack. It's like, no, you don't move yourself up like that. Like, you're late night.
Yeah, she's the munchie meal of the, yeah. of the whore community.
So, like,
don't think you're a combo deal at 2 o'clock p.m. How dare
right?
you?
She wants to switch it up.
Bitch, you ain't prime time. You didn't want to
be a Big Mac? Fuck your shit.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so I want to.
You're
train.
Barely a double cheeseburger, bitch.
Calm down. You're barely on the dollar menu. Bitch, be humble.
Right.
Hashtag maybe. Me too.
And she's the type that's up there on that fucking soapbox right now. And that's yeah, I get the hashtag. I get the movement. It right on. Like, that's.
Yes.
But the issue is there are.
Speaking
people,
of sluts, by the way.
Just, right. There yeah. are people that are like that have slept with coworkers, that have like slept with their boss, or that tell fucking jokes at work, or that, you know, make comments in jest that are sexually, in, you know, sexual innuendo. And they're campaigning just as hard as people that have never done any of that shit. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find people that have never, ever done any of that shit, too. Because, I mean, think about it. Like, how many people have just casually made a joke to other coworkers? No, it didn't get reported because they didn't get it offended, but they still did it. So, and you know, and they're still up there on that fucking soapbox of theirs, like, oh, that hashtag me too. I'm like, well, bitch, didn't you just do that shit too?
Yeah, like she didn't enjoy it.
Exactly.
See, my thing is like they go back to it thinking that, like, oh, like it's only because of what's terribly happened to me. And it's like, if it's so terrible, why do you keep going back?
Yeah, exactly. Or why didn't you speak up earlier?
It's like me saying, like, I love drinking. It's like, no. Oh, sorry, take it back. I hate drinking. It's such a terrible thing, but it's like, but I go back to it. It's like, why? It's like, no, I drink because I love it. I'm going back to that booze because it's going to set me off.
Right, and that's what I'm saying, too. It's like, okay, if you're gonna campaign that hard, okay, cool. But if you were fucking making innuendo jokes, like, a week ago, and now all of a sudden this week you're up on the fucking soapbox stacked as high as you can get, I mean, like, fucking, I spell hypocrisy with a capital H. What about you?
Same. I'm illiterate.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell that. Can you spell that?
That's the big H, right?
That's the big one, yes. So back to your sluts in training after our diatribe there.
Yes. Well, anyways, right now my friend, I'm making her do a 20-day challenge. I would do a 30-day, but she's not that strong. So I was going to try
with
on the
friends
10.
Like these,
yeah.
Right? Holy
like,
shit.
She can't hold it together. Like within the day, oh my God, he hasn't texted me, called me. Who cares? You have like how many kids? Like you have a job? Like, bitch, get yourself together. Like, get yourself busy. You have enough time to be busy to even think about somebody. So yeah, she's like dying right now, and it's only been like 7 days.
Pepper, tell so for the listeners, can you describe the 20-day challenge for them?
Well, the 20-day, okay. So her situation is somebody is basically treating her like a piece of trash that she put herself out to be. And now she wants to change it up. So I told her for him to take you serious. Like, you can't, you know, keep running back all the time or answering to his calls or, oh, he's calling at midnight to have sex. Like, let me go run, you know. You have to make him wait. Who's calling? Is it my friend? She's like, you're lying, bitch. No.
Guilty.
Oh no, it's a slut.
Damn, sorry, was that your phone?
We opened up the phone lines she early. That's my bad. Sorry.
It's a slut. Maybe she needs help.
It's too early for the sluts to be calling.
Yeah, oh. No. I accidentally opened up the phone line too
we
early.
Have a
so.
Slut hotline?
Oh, it's the regular rice and beans line, but whoever is out there calling, sorry, we're gonna
I'll call you back
you.
Later,
we're
Mom.
We're gonna call you right back.
Sluts. Your mom.
Aww. All right, so
your mom.
She
your
wants
mom.
To be a slut in training, huh? I know. Ooh, tired to join my team.
Either somebody was pissed off about the little diatribe about the hashtag Me Too, or that was one of the sluts calling in.
Probably one of the sluts.
Calling to complain.
You know, there's a lot of sluts out there in the world that are in need. So anyways, yeah, my friend. So right now I told her from like the 5 days, if you can make it, if not 7, don't answer, don't call, don't reply. Like if he calls you, if he doesn't call you, great. It's fucking not as bad, but if he does, like, fight it, don't call, whatever. And then it goes on from there, like the whole, like, okay, when you feel comfortable enough, then you make the initiative to call him, or you can answer his text, and you won't feel so as hurt. Like when you're in that hurt stage, you're just like weak. So my thing is to make her fucking strong where she could run the game instead of, you know.
So let me get this straight. So your approach is to make the slut game strong.
Yeah. Like,
so that's correct.
Yes.
Like I said, depending.
There I'm going from here. Okay.
Depending on what they come for. Like if they want relationship help, then that would be the approach. If they want like.
So question is now that she said that, what they come for. Right? Am I right?
Right.
What they come for.
I'm with you.
So the question is the biggest word at the end of the day, the main word is come.
Exactly. Come.
Okay. So it could be the C-U-M or the C-O-M-E.
I say the C-U-M.
So the question at the end of the day, is, which cum are you going for?
The C-U-M.
The C-U-M?
Well, they are sluts after all.
Yeah.
If they're sluts, then you're going for the C-U-M then. That's my question.
They don't know the C-O-M-E.
Because then you could go in for the C-O-M-E, and then at the end of the day, when they're just like, oh, I came, and it's like, well, that's the wrong came that I came for.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to switch up the roles here for her situation.
Unless you're requesting Bukkake, at the end of the day, that's a little different.
Still
oh
waiting to hear
God,
the problem statement.
I love
statement.
That movie. I love that movie. What?
Oh, God. Wait, what? Fuck my statement. What the hell did you just... What fucking movie?
But he said the one with Franco.
James Franco was in a Bukkake video?
No. That one movie.
So that's a
where
movie.
He meets
I didn't
the parents.
Know that. I didn't know this was a movie now. What? I was just saying
no,
it's a statement.
Babe, where he meets the parents, you know, that one, remember?
Are you talking about Why Him?
Yes, Why Him, that movie. And they say that word in there, and I'm like, what is that?
That was
and
a Bukkake video?
No, he's like, he's brainstorming, and in front of the dad, he says bukkake or whatever, and then he's like, what's that word mean? He's like, oh, it's when I have a lot of clutter in my head, you know, like, and then later on, he'll use the real meaning at the party from one of his friends.
What kind
of
clutter are you talking about? I know what bukkake means, but then yes. The clutter,
no, 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 because he says
someone has something else on their mind.
Because, like, he's overwhelmed, so then in front of the wife, he's like, hi, I'm all bukkake'd.
Overwhelmed at the what?
And that's the friend tells him, like, do you know what that means? And he shows in the porn, so yeah.
Okay.
He didn't know what that.
I know what bukkake means, but in my head, I was just like, "What is?"
She was like, "I love that movie."
She's like, I love that movie.
When she said, "I love that movie," I'm thinking, "That's a movie." Like, I know it's like.
She's like, "I'm on volume two right now."
You haven't seen it.
I'm on Pornhub's bukkake hashtag genre. I'm in the one with a BBW.
So, how is your friend doing on the? On her 20-day challenge.
She was dying like the first 4 days, and I'm like, I kind of just wanted to give up on her.
Was she only getting laid by one guy? Is that what the problem was?
Yeah. Like,
she's not a slut.
See,
yeah,
exactly. Like,
so.
See,
how dare you assume that she's a slut?
How did you even take on a student that didn't even have a...
Let me rephrase that. She's married.
Oh, okay.
Well, still, how is she a slut?
No. Separation.
Separation, okay.
You know, whatever.
Do they live in different houses?
But, you know... No, he just recently moved out. So, you know, like, he'd come back, and whenever he comes in the house, that's when, you know, her and time, you know, they would do things. Like, she didn't know how to cut that off if she was going to do that. Like, so I'm like, she's all confused in the head. It's like, is that going to be your side dude, or is, you know, are you going to be with your husband, or, like, okay, now you're done with your husband, now you want to make side dude your man? Like, you just can't do that. Like, you don't make
a
side
rebound?
Chick your wife. Like,
like a rebound? Is it, like...
So the question is,
something happened.
So what is he?
So he's just no title, never had a title, just fuck buddies.
And that's a title.
That's one thing she's always had trouble with, is putting men in certain places, like staying in their lanes. Is what she's trying to say.
Like, no, because she gets confused. Like, she gets feelings, and I'm like, bitch. You know, like, come on, go to the dentist, take out your feelings. Like,
she could be married, but she'll have feelings for, like, two side niggas. Like, I can't decide which one. Wait, what do you mean which one?
Like, and these guys are,
or
like...
Or the side nigga? Or both the side...
I'm like, you know, like, they're nothing. Like, low lives, nothing going for them. Like, baby mama living at the house, and they think they're the one. I'm just like, what the hell? Like, how are you all hurt over this shit?
Which, side note, I thought a booty call was a booty call.
Exactly.
When did we start making
booty
calls?
Exactly. See, that's where I get confused. Because I'm like, for me personally, a booty call is a booty call. I never switch up the rules and say, oh my God, I'm going to take you out during daytime and I'm going to treat you like my man. No, you're in the night for a reason. You're the booty call. So, but these girls...
Because they don't look that good during the day, in the daylight.
What if they look good?
I was about to say, I mean, like, when was the last time somebody called a booty call during the daytime? Like,
exactly. So, but, like, these girls, you know, my friend, they have a booty call, but then they want to wonder why they're not taking them out during the day. It's like, hello, you guys met that way. You guys made that your guys' title. So why are you getting all hurt over shit? Like, You overstepped your boundaries. You're like, you're a booty call, and now you want to catch feelings. Like, why doesn't he call me? Why doesn't he take me out? Hello, booty calls don't do that.
Let's start Exhibit A. Because you're a booty call.
Exactly. You're done. Just a fuck. When he's horny, he calls.
And that kind of goes back to what I was saying last week, is situations where... And that's that was the situation that I brought up, where the girl... is thinking or wanting that it's something more, and the guy's like, we never said anything, you know, we never said it was official.
Girls, because guys do that shit too. In their heads, they're like, oh, I've been seeing this girl for a month straight, she's my girlfriend. Like, no, you didn't ask me. Like, no, whole story real. When did you ask me? Because...
Hold up.
Don't go put that shit
Wait
in your
a
head.
Minute.
Be introduced to me, oh, this is my girlfriend. No, I'm Pepper.
I mean, I'm sorry, that would be my initial reaction, but okay.
Well, yeah, like, come on.
I get you, and that's exactly what I was saying, is like, you know, they think they have a title, and they don't, or they have a position that's different than it actually is, and they don't. and then they catch feelings over that, and all of a sudden...
And then they want to get mad because they found out you were seeing somebody else. It's like...
But see, that's why... I remember we were talking shit about, like, the stage five clingers. Yeah. At least you know a stage five clinger what they want. They want a relationship. They're not trying to change from, like, booty call to relationship. They're so points for me for being a stage five clinger, huh?
I'm not trying to... Exactly. To it, you know what I mean?
Like, I never claimed to be a booty call.
Like, or if you know they're needy, or like if they mention the whole, like, I want a relationship someday. Like, you know what
someday,
to expect.
But then here's my thing, though. You know, here's my thing. If you say you're a booty call, why would you expect more? It's like, I paid for the bullshit I paid for, so why am I getting more?
I don't understand that. Like,
I don't know either. That's my
thing. False advertising. That's what it is.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm going to fucking buy an Apple Watch, but
exactly. And it's like, you wonder why you're getting her is because you false advertised, you know? Like, you made it sound great. They have their person at home, and you were just their
That's my
call.
Thing. It's like, at the end of the day, if you're saying, like, at the first date, if they're not saying, like, oh, you didn't fuck me, it's like, well, okay, then I know what I'm dealing with. It's like, so by the end of the day, I already know.
You just,
I already know.
Like,
I already know what I'm looking for. I already know.
Yeah.
It's like, if we didn't fuck already, just because it's not even a date, it's like, hey.
It starts off, I guess, how you meet, how or where you meet the person at what time. Let's say you meet them at a club, and then you go back and do whatever, and then the next day continues on. Oh, hey, I'm going to go out with my friends. I'll meet up after. They made themselves the booty call.
Yeah.
Now, if they're like, well, hey, I'll call you sometime. Maybe we can go to dinner. Then that's different. They're taking it somewhere separate.
Yeah. Dating.
Yeah. And if you're accepting the whole, like, we'll meet up after thing, then you're labeling yourself as a booty call. You're saying it's okay, so don't change it.
Pretty much, if you fucked by the first date, you're
a booty call. So what are you advising your clients to do in that particular situation?
Well, what I'm trying to do is she wants something, so I'm going to try and make it come off to him like, because I mean, he's kind of confusing to himself. Like,
well, I get what you're trying to do within the, like, not having her pick up for like 20 days, and then if he's still interested after.
Not 20 days, well, just the first 7. And okay, then he'll go from there. We'll, like, you know, how
so
she
to establish when he calls. So if he starts calling during the day as opposed to at night, then.
Basically, my thing is, like, you run the show. Like, you tell. And don't be afraid to tell him no, or don't answer that call. Like, he's not going anywhere. He's going to call. Like, so.
So, okay, so my, understanding is you're trying to entrap. You're trying to You're trying to trap a booty call into thinking it's more than a booty call.
Well, for her situation.
For her situation.
She needs that help. So she's my slut.
And,
so.
And are you advising her to, like, date other guys or sleep with other guys or girls?
Well, I have told her that.
Or girls.
For a lot of years, I said, you know, maybe you should become a lesbian because obviously these guys aren't working for you. And, you know, she's like, she does. She does that on the side, but she's not a fool.
Suggestion, have we tried threesomes yet?
Has she? Yes.
Okay.
And did she like them?
She did it with her husband, so no. But like, oh yeah, you know what? Never
but
mind.
But she would be...
Never okay. mind. She so did question. It with, she did it with her baby daddy.
So next question. So she said no. So what didn't she like about it?
No. She had one with her husband that she didn't care for, and then she had one with her first... her first kid's dad, which is two different dads.
So she's open to it, because I had a porn star hit me up, so I
can
take
a whiff. Yeah, she's so open to it. And, you know, like, she's so open to it. And the girls that I've seen her mess around with, like, when we're out partying, and I'm just like, bitch, ew. Like, I would not want to, like... I don't know, like, if I'm going to be with a girl...
Wow.
Yeah, something you won't put in your mouth?
That's saying
exactly.
Something.
Holy shit,
that's, you know how you hit rock bottom. Even Pepper won't touch you.
Hell motherfucking no. Like, if I'm going to be with somebody, like, she's going to be pretty. Like, not manly
or, like,
not...
That's face down in the urinal, like, or not like fucking rock bottom status.
Or not, like, 3 or 4 of me together. Like, you know, just... No. She's... And you've seen her, Jester. She's really pretty. And she goes for these girls.
Oh, that friend.
Yes.
Oh.
That's who's the fucking 20-day training.
Well, why'd you bring that friend around?
Oh, wow. Well, right now, I'm mad at that little...
Where's that? Where's that friend been?
She was supposed to be here today, but, you know, we're having our differences. Oh,
okay. Is it... Do you find that you get that a lot with your sluts in trying to break them down or break them
yeah,
in.
Yeah, because they just break them in. They look at me and like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. But then they come to me with advice. Like, what do you do or how are you like that or, you know? Well, because you have to fucking put your foot down. Like, for once, think like a fucking
so
man.
Is this you exercising tough love? Is that what this is?
Yeah, like, think like a man and make him your bitch.
So what you're insinuating is that the man should be the slut.
The man should be the bitch.
Challenge accepted.
I think the man should be the
slut. I was waiting for that
I will wait for that challenge.
Men are sluts automatically, but I think that they should be the bitch.
Automatically?
Yeah, like, it's like they're born with their slut ways. So I think that they should be your bitch.
That's
like,
In that case,
in that case, it takes a lot of effort for me to be a man slut.
Yeah, it does.
It's like a...
I'm an exception. Okay, don't throw me in that category.
Well, yeah, hello.
Thank you, Bacheca!
My man little slut. Indian boy is not my bitch.
What is he then?
He's my little Indian boy.
Nor am I a slut.
No, you're not a slut. You're far from a slut. I can't. Another slut can't call somebody a slut. That's like throwing rocks at somebody for their
no,
sins.
No, like that's you should be allowed to call another slut a slut. Like if you're fat, you can call someone fat.
No, right? I mean like I literally. Can't call a slut.
Yeah, it's you know the privilege of being.
Do you
such.
Know how many Mexican? Literally. Do you know how many Mexican jokes I make on a daily basis? Are you kidding me?
Literally, I'm gay just for the jokes.
Literally.
Whatever. I'm not a slut.
Said the slut.
I grew up.
Slut!
I'm a whore now.
That is incorrect, madam. You are not receiving any financial gain from.
What is Pepper?
Do not Pasco. Do not collect $200.
I am your boss.
That is also incorrect.
Said Pepper to nobody.
I am your bestie.
Be that as it may. That was still
and you're my and you're my bestie, bitch.
That is also incorrect.
Wrong again.
Wait, what did I ask?
You're wrong.
What did I ask you the other day? I was like, "Do you want to be my bestie, bitch, or my bestie?" And I said something else.
Minion.
My bestie, minion. You're like neither.
Yeah. I've seen.
I'll take box number three, please.
Right? I was like, okay, bitch, it is.
And I was like, no.
Can I place
no.
a lifeline?
I've seen how you treat your employees.
I treat them fair.
Right.
Oh, you be quiet over there, Indian boy.
That's what we're talking about.
What did I tell you last time? Come here, Indian. I was all shooting him. I'm the cowboy.
He wants to go back to the reservation.
Well, unfortunately,
where people are nice and they make me rich.
We only go during 4th of July to get the fireworks, okay? Oh. So you have a whole year.
A whole year or a whole year?
A whole year. Ho, ho, ho.
So tell us a little bit more. Okay, so say you get a fresh recruit in and...
Like, give me, yeah, any
like
scenario.
Like, fresh out of high school, like you like them. Like, your age
fresh
bracket.
Fresh out of high school.
Fresh out of high school? I thought we were
well,
going
see,
to middle
no,
school
no, no,
here.
No, I can't get them fresh out of high school. You have to be a certain age because, like...
Not at your age, you can't.
Fresh out of high school,
beggars
you need...
Beggars can't be choosers.
Apparently they can.
Whatever. Psh. Be quiet, okay? You be quiet over there. I don't
you
get
you shut
out of
your
high school.
Whore mouth when you're talking to me.
Slut.
I did not get them out of high school, okay? Out of college, not high school.
Barely.
Wow, college? Wow, that's a long waiting time.
She I'm scouts them when they come.
Get married.
She scouts them when they come out of high school. She hits up all the local high school graduations and takes notes.
Wow, really? I go for them straight when they're out of high school.
No, I don't do that. That's like a very, very...
As Cookie thing. So eloquently said, if there's grass on the field, play.
Yeah!
You're welcome.
But what if you don't want grass on the field?
Yeah!
What if you like it, like, shaved?
Yeah!
Nope.
No. Okay. Getting in a high five on
so
that.
So that wouldn't apply to me, guys.
So
I don't want to have to look at a driver's license every
time
I sleep
bare,
with somebody.
If it's bare, it's fair.
If it's bare, it's fair.
That'll
my
be,
personal
that'll
thing
be.
Is they look over.
But I mean B-E-A-R, not B-A-R-E.
Oh, no, B-A-R-E. Bear.
So B-E-A-R-R. What's the curriculum like for
okay, well,
because
after high school, you have to learn on your own. Like, you got to, you know, fucking feel like all that shit before you come to me. Like, you can't come to me inexperienced.
Well, what's the point then?
So no, meaning like inexperienced. Like, yeah, what's the dick quota? I'm out of high school and I've never sucked dick. Like, you know what? Go to
get out of my face.
I'm like, go to
what?
Go to a sex shop with that shit, or go fucking watch real sex on HBO.
Like, waste, you know, my time again.
Go watch Skinamax or something.
Why, like, are you on here?
I'm above that.
So there. So you. Then
and she's
you
only 5'2". She's not above a lot,
right?
Like, my slut's in training. Like, fuck it. Like, someone, a slut obviously is not someone fresh out of high school. They've never done anything. They're not a slut.
Says who?
Says me.
You're such a liar. You went to Catholic school. You know goddamn well that that's not true.
Well, those sluts were sluts, but not me. I was very good out of high school. Like, I became a slut at 21.
At the prom.
I'm pretty sure there's a yellow page for sluts at my Catholic school.
It's called Craigslist. Yes.
Our high school, there were many fucking sluts. Like, we were known for that shit. So but,
yeah, I remember.
But I was the one that wasn't. I wasn't the one. I was the one that wasn't. I became a slut at 21.
They don't do roses. They do dildos.
Is that just because nobody liked you?
We get on our knees and pray.
See, is it now out of because no one wanted you or because...
Oh, no. It's just because I was kind of like a virgin and didn't care about all that.
She had the chastity belt.
Like, I was a good girl. Like, I went to school to learn.
I actually liked the chastity belt. I consider it a challenge.
I just looked at all my friends and saw how stupid they looked and how whorish. And I didn't want to be that. I was better than that.
Until you were 21.
Until I was 21, yes. And I was like, fuck that shit.
What about 21 and a half?
I was an adult. I'm able to do what I want.
And
at
18,
I was considered a whore because I did anything I wanted.
Yeah.
Actually, if that's the case, if we're basing it off of anything we wanted to do, I was a whore at 16.
Really? Well, see, I had a boyfriend for 7 years, so...
I had a boyfriend for 6 months.
He was my everything. He was my everything. We never
had you weren't sex. Supposed to talk about us.
We never had dick. Sex, but he bought me dinner all the time.
McDonald's?
Just kidding. I had a girlfriend for 6 months, and then it was just downhill from there because it was a booty call. And again, like you're saying, it was the matter of understanding your booty call and understanding whether or not...
Yeah, understand your fucking title. Like,
know your place.
Exactly. Yeah. Know your place. Don't and be now, stepping over.
And now that girl knows her place. Now she knows every time when I hit her up, she's like, oh, either he wants a booty call or he wants a relationship.
And
I know
like,
which or which
and
he wants.
And you know what I wonder is how long or how many texts does it take for them to finally realize that?
No, I get you. So with in the end, so what we're going to do is we're going to put this out to the listeners and to the blogs. Pepper is going to have her Sluts in Training a page on the website. We're going to go ahead and get that up today or tomorrow. And you'll be able to submit questions and comments and things like that that you want her to comment back on. And we are going to mid-season have a mail call show where we are going to be doing just that, answering your guys' letters, your comments, your questions. We're going to read them all on the show. So just go ahead and put...
And I guess I'll take some... dick sucking questions too if they need it, I guess, you know?
The professor
sex,
is
yeah
in.
Exactly. If you need any sex help or how to do things, let me know.
And so the professor will be in. He will have an assistant who will be Pepper, and we are going to answer questions. And so go ahead and send them in. Just tell us your name or your screen name and where and what state you're in. And then go ahead and ask away, comment away.
You have to be 18 and over.
Yeah, you probably should be 18 and over. We're not going to answer your question.
I do not want to give minors advice.
Right. Not after the last time, right?
Hey, Pop, I learned that you should do butthole stuff.
If you're
16.
If you're 16 asking for slut advice, honey, you have no future. Like,
Dad,
just know.
This girl on this podcast taught me how to be a slut at the age of 14. How great.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans. So we are going to move
Dad,
right
on. I'm going to be a slut when I grow up. Yay.
Just like Mom.
Just like Mom.
So we're going to go ahead and move it right along to a little game that we're calling, a bullshit artist.
I saw Uncle Peter shove his pee-pee inside Mom. Does that make her slut?
So where? No, that makes you need therapy.
Does it make my dog a slut with brother No No?
Oh my god!
Can I be a slut too?
Jimmy Neutrons.
And so, yeah, if you're under 18, please don't email us.
Why are you listening?
We're just going to email your parents back.
Exactly, knowing and telling them what a slut you are.
So the way that OWA Bullshit Artist works is each one of us is going to make three statements. Now, these statements can be either true or false. And the three can be any combination of true or false. Now, the object of the game is for the one that's the three of us that are, or four of us that are not making the statement to try to guess how many of the statements are true and how many are false. So, let's see.
Wait, I'm not good at this game because I'm not a liar.
So, we're going to go ahead and get right into it.
I only tell the truth.
So, I'll go ahead and kick it off. This week, I finished two bottles of Belvedere. I have shown my face on our live broadcast on YouTube. And every year for the last 6 years, I've attended the NAMM show. So, okay, how many statements were true and how many were false?
One true.
One's false, two are true.
Oh, all right, Ray, what about you?
One's true.
Squanto?
He doesn't know. His name's Indian Boy, by the way.
I want to say one. One is true. One is true, right?
All right. Actually, none of them were true. Those bottles of Belvedere were over the last 3 weeks. The NAMM show, I've only gone 3 years.
And I know that one, the face one, is false.
I thought that one was true.
And no, that's false. Correct. In the pictures and videos for the Rice and Beans podcast, I wear a Guy Fawkes mask, as does Cookie.
It's a girl.
Okay.
So, Cookie, it's your turn, so Cookie. Hit us with three statements, brother.
Cookie, he's like, I take it in the butt, I take it in the butt, and I take it in the butt.
All three false.
Because as
well,
we know,
actually, he put a ring on it, so.
He's entitled.
I went back to eating red meat. My mother and I reconciled our differences, and I got my motorcycle license.
They're all lies.
All are lies.
I'm gonna go with all three false.
I'm gonna go with one true.
They're all false. I don't even remember the first one I said.
The last one might have been eating red meat. You would not give up meat.
That's like my friend this week. She's like, I'm a vegan. I'm like, bitch, you suck dick. How can you be a vegan? Like, you know?
Well, hopefully she's not chewing it. Otherwise, she's doing it wrong.
Well, it's meat. She's putting it in her mouth.
Well, animal byproduct if she swallows.
I'm sure she does.
So why aren't you bringing these friends around?
Seriously, why aren't they special guests?
These are the girls I would not like want to have. Like, come on, I think of you better than that.
Think of us better than that?
Yeah, if I didn't care about you guys, I'd be like, hell yeah, go do that slut.
Jester, I think we need to lower our game more.
You guys are better than that.
Are we?
Yeah.
Are we really?
It's Jester, like, Cookie, it's time for us to lower our
you
game
guys are
altogether.
Out of their league, okay? Like, you're way up there. They wouldn't even know what to do with you guys.
Okay, so Ray, it's your turn. Go for it. Hit us with three statements.
Okay. Lost my virginity at the age of 14. Lost my wallet at the age of 12. Or accidentally shit in my toilet with a expensive piece of my mom's jewelry.
I'm gonna say.
Were you wearing the jewelry while you were shitting? Or did you shit out the piece of jewelry?
I don't know. That's for my mom to find out.
I'm going to say all three of them are true.
I'm going to say one true, or two true and one false.
One true and two false, yeah.
I like to shit with jewelry on. I'm going to go with all true.
None true.
Why well, shit?
One is actually true, and two are false.
Which one was true?
The one with losing my virginity.
All right, that was one of the truths that I picked.
Oh, I picked the shitting the jewelry or whatever.
Actually, fun fact: I actually didn't shit on any of my mom's stuff because I love
you. You're just my dad.
But I actually got the idea because one of my mom's boyfriends.
Shit on her stuff?
I shit on his stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought one of her boyfriends shit on her stuff. I was like,
you don't like him.
What kind of scat is she into?
Oh, shit. And we're back.
What kind of shit is she into? Is more like, which kind of shit is he into?
That's called a cock blocker. Why are you cock blocking down your mom's shit?
Because he's not good enough, that's and he had a baby
son,
penis.
That's something my son would do. I'd be like, I don't want your opinion. Who are you? Like, I'm not looking for nothing good. I'm just looking for the fun that, you know, just to bring home.
Excellent.
What do you want?
All right, so it's Quacho. You're up. You're up. Let's get three statements.
All true.
I haven't had sex in 2 days. I punched a kid in the throat, and I've been doing the rain dance for the past week.
Two true, one false.
Two false, one true.
Two false, one true, yeah.
False, and false.
One true.
Ooh.
You punched the kid in the neck.
Which one's true?
Let's punch the kid in the neck.
That's the one I thought was
yeah,
true.
Yeah, the true one is the sex part.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't had sex since my incident.
I was close to punching a kid in the throat, but...
Because of the not having sex?
Probably. It would make me want to punch a kid in the throat.
There. I was thinking about that.
That was partially it, but the fact that, like, you know... I was about to get caught by my boss at the time, so I kind of helped.
Why
that.
Are you punching kids? You need to stop punching kids in the throat. You see, and you talk about me treating my employees bad. Yeah.
Let's not divulge employment places.
Like, he's treating his, you know, that's the same shit. I treat my employees bad. You can treat yours bad, too, see?
Oh, I thought treating our employees bad was a singular thing. I didn't know I was the only one.
No.
I don't have employees.
Well, that's what they say. Well, they employ you, so yeah. You're treating the kids bad.
Well, then that's
I like to treat my
his employers,
bad.
Not his...
Well, anyways, you're treating your job workplace bad.
Bad.
I just treat one employee
bad.
Those
kids need discipline.
Two. My son and my Indian boy.
Once did he tell me fuck you to my face? And
ooh, well, you're an adult. You should learn how to handle it.
Yeah, he was about to get hard chopped in the fucking throat.
Do you
want to
be in sluts in training?
Sluts in training.
You want to know how to handle these sluts?
Teach me your ways, almighty.
I'm just going to do some voodoo Indian shit on him.
I might got a spell. I got a spell.
All right, Pepper, it's your turn.
I don't know how to lie.
Let's see. Let's get three statements.
Let me think. I am a lesbian. I don't like... No, wait. Hold on. I love my parents to death. And what else? I had sex in the butt yesterday.
All false.
All false.
Three. Three is true.
One is true.
One is true.
All false.
One is true.
Which one's true?
The lesbian.
The butt sex.
I am not a lesbian. Yes, you are, babe. They're all false. I am not a lesbian. I am
maybe
bi.
Maybe Pam needs to call in.
Yes, right? Should we get Pam in?
First thing is denial.
They're all false.
Does a strap-on consider butt sex?
She's trying to work the
everything but sex.
She wanted to go for the seesaw.
Well, actually, the ghost came and visited me last night.
Yes, I knew it. Love that guy.
He's like, it's Halloween time, bitch. Bend over.
October. Inktober. Let me show you my ink.
Hence, Bukkake.
Bukkake.
All right, so round two. I once got a score in Black Ops 3 that put me in the top 28th percentile of all scores in that game. I have played to a room of 500 people, and my band was featured in an indie film. Like, actually in the movie.
Two true, one false.
I say one true.
One true.
One true.
All right, which one do you think is true?
The last one.
The second one.
All right. So the band was featured in an indie film. We were in, actually, in the, it, we were playing a, like a, it was like a club scene, and so we were the band that was playing. The.
It was Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra 2 Lost New York.
those were the best episodes, though.
I love that music.
I have played to a room of 500 people. And I don't know. I forgot the other one.
Well, it was a lie. Score. So I was right. Woo woo.
The video game.
I said, oh, yeah, the video game. You scored 28th or some shit.
See, if we were playing the game right now, like, people would be smoking a lot.
Yeah.
Because I just forgot something. So, yes, that is also true. I have a screenshot of it.
So all true. You told the truth?
Yeah, I scored in the top 28th percentile for Black Ops 3. It's old. It's a while back, but it did happen. And I have a screenshot to prove it.
Boo, what a nerd.
Either way.
What a nerd.
So, Cookie, what about you?
Cookie, tell us some truth.
I got into a fight with my fiance yesterday. I had 3 cans of Red Bull today, and I did 2 lines of Coke before the show.
False, true, false.
Two false, and the first one's true.
I got 2 truths and 1 false statement.
I want to say the last one, and where is it?
The Coke better not be true. I can't believe you didn't hook me up. What the fuck?
It's not Halloween yet.
You have to wait.
I said the month of October. I didn't say Halloween.
Cocktober, her favorite month.
Cocktober.
Dicktober, her favorite too.
Sledoween and Cocktober.
One true. One true?
Yay.
One true.
So is that the argument?
Yeah.
See,
I haven't done Coke in days.
I knew my cookie wouldn't do Coke without me.
That's because your mom's holding on to it for us. So we have some
bitch
for Halloween.
Damn.
Is it because she keistered it again and got constipated?
She wants to say trick or treat.
I told her to hold it up her butt for us, so it's going to be nice and warm when we get it.
Ew. Forget it. I'm not doing that shit.
It's in a blighter.
Yes, you will.
No, I know you will.
Nice and warm.
Yes, but it's not like I'm the only one getting anything out of it. Your mom likes it a lot.
Oh, my God. You need to go visit her, okay? She's back
happily,
at work.
Happily.
She's kind of angry when she comes home.
Don't threaten me with a good time. It's better when she's angry.
She's like, brr.
He puts her in a bad mood purposely.
It's, why don't you just move in already so we could kick my dad out?
He's trying.
So we could have a happy home.
Well, because you're there a lot and like...
Oh, please.
I don't want to see you.
Hey, she cock blocks my shit because my dad's there. But I know if you're there, we won't cock block each other.
Your mom called me at 2 a.m. and I already specifically told her from the beginning she was a booty call. So.
Yeah, she just doesn't get it.
So she is stage 5 clingy?
Yeah, it's a family thing. It's the family. I got it from my mom. She got it from her dad. And then onwards and onwards.
Oh,
okay, so just as long as we're clear.
Queer or clear? Because I'm both.
Both, but I'm the second one.
Clear? Queer.
Clear. I'm clean.
I don't know.
Clean. Define clean.
My like STD tests show that I am negative on all.
Good job.
Yeah.
That means you're not trying hard enough.
I know.
You should have something.
That means you're not a slut.
She made it seem like a positive.
Or somebody else is peeing for him.
Yeah.
Somebody else is peeing in the cup for him.
Yeah.
He tells our nephew,
here, Jester, thank you for that fake urine.
Maybe no problem. Maybe he has the ones that go away and come back, and he just goes and takes the test when they're away so they don't show.
Why are you giving away Cookie secrets on the air?
Shut up, Pepper.
That's not even a secret. That really doesn't work. By the way, just let you know, fake urine works.
It does.
It does. Fake urine does wonders.
I've heard a lot of people talk about it, and these are people that I know for a fact. And again, we don't drop names here, but I know people for a fact that have used it, that smoke just as much weed as I do, and they passed. I was like, oh, I passed a drug test today. How the fuck did you pass a drug test? And they're like, oh, well, because I got this fake urine. I was like,
what if
wow.
you're like, you have a medical card and stuff, and then you go take it? Like,
it's only a state law. It's not federal law. And when you test for a job, it's federal law. That, yeah.
I thought, like, okay, you have a medical, that is correct. Like, you have a medical issue, you have to take it, you know, so.
Doesn't matter.
And they're not going to tell you it's because you smoke weed or because you failed your drug test. They're going to just gonna tell you, oh, well, you found somebody that was more qualified.
Well, I think they'll hire you still if you're a pot smoker.
It depends on what industry you're in, really. I mean, and especially with the law changing, like, there are a
everybody
lot of people.
Everybody smokes pot. I think they'll hire
business,
you
but they
anywhere.
Can't hire you because you're always.
Right? Like, if you go to work at a weed shop, they're obviously not going to care if you test positive for marijuana. They may be a little suspect if you don't, but.
You yeah. smoking my shit?
What about if you
test? I saw that your marijuana level
what about
is really
if you
high.
Test positive for
Did you
coke?
You buy for me?
For coke, if you test positive, will they hire you?
No. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
So they'd rather have you done asleep on the job than awake?
That's not true, and that's something that we're going to talk about in the episode 4.
I'd rather hire somebody that's on coke and aware than someone's on weed and, like, not function.
But also angry?
Yeah, and violent. Good job. Way to think that went through.
Shut up!
Shut your goddamn mouth!
Okay.
Not well, violent!
Well, to say, oh, that poor person has Tourette's.
Right.
That's what I take the coke for.
To give you Tourette's?
Not everybody's angry. It just depends on the person. I'm not an angry person.
I'm not angry after I take my Zofran.
Only to some people that deserve it, but not all.
Not yet. Just wait until she gets in the car.
So how is your family, by the way?
I don't blame you.
My family?
He said only to people that deserve it, and like your family immediately popped into my head.
Whatever, my
not
family
because they deserve
define.
It, but because they're in the closest proximity to you.
Oh, the neighbors.
Poor neighbor.
So Pepper almost got in a fight with her, or
oh,
did
yeah.
get in a fight with her neighbor, ended up chucking a purse across the street.
That bitch won't cross to my yard, that's why. Like, she won't come on my grass, because she knows, like, then she's on my property, so,
don't
yeah.
be grass past goddamn second step. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was see on, that red line is on the driveway?
But I just,
pastor,
but I
you're
just,
done.
I just found out, because I was asking my mom, I was like, hey, like, I know, like, the whole front yard is in hers, like, somewhere is the city's, and she's like, past the sidewalk in that little grass area, that's the city, so I was like, oh, so I can go to her yard and stand on that grass part, so then she'll think, because she's stupid, she'll think, like, oh, she's on my property, so she'll come get me, and then I'll get her. Because, like, she won't come on my yard, and I want her to.
Just in case you were wondering if Pepper is still ghetto as fuck.
Fuck yeah, I am.
Just to remind you that
no, but
a
I'm a hero.
Illness,
you called me
so
a
Pepper
hero.
Has no remorse for mental illness people.
You, just a reminder is that she is the one training these sluts.
Mental illness is not a fucking medical, you know, thing. Like
training these.
I called you a hero. I said you're right. I'm sorry, Senator. I have no recollection.
You said
of that.
I was a hero because I was defending the other neighbors that she was picking on.
I have no recollection
is
of that.
Is that really what we're doing?
I call bullshit.
Members, I call bullshit too.
I'm serious. I was taking a shower.
That doesn't
and
even
yelling,
sound like something
I and
would
I
say.
Went outside and this fucking girl was yelling.
Put
at
your
my
clothes
neighbor.
On.
No. She was yelling at the other neighbors.
Was
and
she yelling? Damn, there's kids around. Damn, woman, put your clothes back on.
No, she was yelling at the neighbor, which happened to be a guy. He's not going to hit her. And then his mom, which is old.
Was
so,
he gay?
No.
What do you mean he's not gonna hit her? Have you seen Cops?
Okay, but like
bad boys,
he won't hit her.
Gonna,
so it's like she's picking on people that can't defend themselves. So I come out and I'm like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you need to get back in your house. And she's like, oh hell no. She starts coming at me. I'm like, come on, come in my grass. Come on. Come in my yard.
Come in my grass.
Come in my yard. Okay. Reverting back to the reading of the podcast. Is it C-U-M or C-O-M-E?
This time, C-O-M-E.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure I meant the C-U-M.
This one was C-O-M-E.
Fuck that. I don't want to be coming in my
pretty
grass.
Sure I meant C-O-M.
Oh, if you see her, you won't say
C-O-M. You know how hard it is to burn grass when it's wet?
Yeah. So that bitch got all crazy and shit, and they fucking... She threw her purse at me. I got it, threw it across the street. I said, fetch, bitch. And then she got mad. And then she ended up taking off, and the cops came, and
did you check to see if there was money in it?
Fuck no.
Idiot.
Hell no. This probably dumbass. Just fucking.
You is dumb. You is really, really dumb. I would have said
she ain't got no money in there.
Food stamps.
She
ain't
got no. She does not work. She don't got no money in there. Coupons. She ain't got no money in there.
At least an EBT card.
She just had her stupid phone and her fucking keys, whatever. Yeah, so I was just like, bitch, get out. And the cops came like 2 hours later. And I was like, hello, she threatened, because she was threatening me over, like, she's like telling my son, oh, I'm gonna kill your mom and you'll be okay. And then I'm gonna kill your grandma and your grandpa. Like, she was going off. And I was like, yeah, bitch, kill me so I don't have to hear your shit. And like, yeah, the cops came like 2 hours later. I could have been dead.
Fucking sheriffs.
I know.
Damn it. What happened to shoot first and ask questions later?
Yeah, so.
Shoot the bitch.
Fucking crazy. I had a crazy week. Fucking October.
It sounds like it.
I know. Sounds like bad luck all over.
This is supposed to be my month, and I've been having a shitty month lately.
Like the.
Like, why haven't you experienced the worst?
Like, right? all you need to do is, like, I guess get, like, fucking have somebody say, oh, she sexually harassed me to, like, make your month perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You
pull a Harvey Weinstein. Come around, yeah.
And you heard about that, right, Cookie?
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. I love it. Just his rebuttal in regards to, I was brought up in a time when this was acceptable.
Which my question is, is this like, okay, all the movies that he's done, I mean, the fact that my question is...
That's a lot of massages.
Yeah, right? Okay, like with a lot of happy endings, which, by the way, I have not experienced too much.
But isn't that legal?
Too much?
Which, I mean, like, not... I mean, legally.
It's not too much. It's just God, the right amount.
Get yourself together.
Damn it, legally. No, I mean, seriously, though. I mean, like, having that much money, that much fame, that much successful movies... I
you'd
mean,
be more prone to saying yes to a sexual advance, right?
Yes. That's like my exact thing. But my thing is like, the fact that only that, not even that many have
why
came
do
out.
You have to try so hard? I just say, like, I'm Harvey Wine motherfucking Stain. Yeah.
Like, that's
and then
my
just
question.
Panty drop. That and should like, be like a panty drop.
More came out to
he
say,
has to say that, and I can, because yeah. I
like,
can.
What happens? Yeah. More came out and say, I'm Harvey Weinstein, and all of a sudden, boom. Like, sexual harassment is coming out the fucking yin yang. Like,
you weren't complaining when you were nominated for an Oscar, bitch.
Stolen glory?
Yeah.
Like, Kill
money
Bill
hungry,
alone.
It's because they want money, that's why.
And yeah, and it's just like the Usher thing. If he wasn't a Hollywood producer and, like, responsible for a ton of, you know, blockbusters, would we even be hearing about this?
No.
Right?
No.
And you know, not.
I'm pretty sure they got sexually harassed.
You know,
many
and not that we're
by nobody's,
and not that we're advocating. You know,
we're not
fucking sexual harassment.
No, we're not.
I
we're
mean, not.
Not
right now. But I mean, no. I mean,
like, that's in the class. That's in Pepper's class.
That's where you. That's where you'll find
no,
that.
There's no such thing as sexual harassment.
But at the same time, again, like if you're doing, and again, that's going back to my point earlier in the show is. If you're doing it willingly and then afterwards and you got something out of it and then afterwards you're going to come out all these years later and, oh, I was sexually harassed and blah, blah, blah. Well, fucking you were getting harassed. Did you report it then? No. What'd you do? No, you were fucking down on both knees getting your fucking part. So, like, what the fuck? Like, are you that hard up for work? Are you out of money now? Did the fucking royalties not come in? And is that why you're fucking waiting all these years to say it now?
I mean, yeah, look at Bill Cosby's lineup. Janice Dickinson, what has she done? Nothing.
She's
she's
a
crying.
Whore.
I mean, let's talk
I
about,
love her. Don't talk about her.
Let's talk about Hugh Hefner's lineup. I mean, oh, seriously, all those Playboy weddings.
Well, no,
they didn't
see,
get there because of talent and because they did the right
But
moves.
That was known. I mean, it's Hugh
well,
Hefner.
I mean,
like, yeah.
Well, they did get in
oh,
because
yeah.
of some talent.
Nobody
Well,
did.
Let's just be real, though. None of those Playboy Wendy's got in there because of talent alone.
You have to sleep with him.
At least talent on the camera.
You have to sleep with him to become.
You had to sleep with him?
A bunny.
Fuck!
Yeah. To like be a bunny, like his main bunny.
Well, Ray, I guess that's why you didn't get in.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You should have put out, buddy.
Yeah.
You should have put out.
Next time.
Next time I'm going to try, actually. Well, fuck. Next time. I don't think there
Rest
will be
in
a next
peace.
Time.
We'll see him in wherever we see him.
That's the only man that could say heaven. Fuck you, I was just there.
He lived the fucking heaven life.
Which, by the way, his TV show didn't show how great he had it. His TV show showed how great his Playboy when he's had it. Just for the record. Because what's worse, sucking dick or having
He was an all old man and had these hot girls flaunting themselves. And
Which, by the way, flaunting themselves, but I mean, I would actually prefer that someone would pay my bills and pay everything. And
well, that's what he was doing.
He like
no, but that's what he was
he
doing.
He didn't pay their
but
bills.
Then,
he paid for them to stay and fuck him in the house.
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
They were doing the dirty work and getting paid for
I'd
their services.
Do
the,
that's what
I'd
he calls his junk,
dirty
work.
Work.
I think he had more of the advantage.
Okay.
Yeah, I get you. I'm with you on that one. I mean, like, and it's funny that, like, they pick and choose when it's going to be applicable and, you know what I mean? And everybody on their fucking soapbox is acting like it's, you know, like...
The worst thing ever.
You're right. It's...
No, but I get what you're saying because it's like you did what you had to do and not saying that, like we said, we're not advocating that it's the best thing to do or the right thing to do. But when it was getting you where you wanted to go, you weren't complaining. And now that you're not going anywhere, when you're crying about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
when
you
it
can't...
Works, when it works
you,
to your convenience,
yeah, exactly.
That's when they...
You can't cry when it's... When you need the handout again, you know, I mean,
exactly.
Right, it's kind of like
you can't rape the, you know, you can't rape the willing. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there you go. That's exactly what I was gonna say. You drop in pepper.
Like, I mean, come on, that's like them saying, like, he raped me, bitch. You wanted it, like, you asked for it.
Go ahead, try and rape me. I'll kiss you on the mouth.
You provoked it.
Which really leads to my next.
What were you wearing?
Is it's like you're living in the Playboy house, and if you're being raped, why didn't you say anything? That's my thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, you know.
Yeah, why wait?
Yeah.
Why the fuck wait?
It's like, why don't you milk that shit instead of, because it's illegal no matter what. Because
if somebody sexually harassed me at a job and I didn't like it at that moment in time, you best believe I'm going to file something. I'm not going to wait after until, like, I'm done milking the poor person.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, hey, by the way, he sexually harassed me. Well, fuck, bitch.
Why did she harass you? When?
Wait,
when? Where?
How many times before you caught that in your head that he was sexually
You're living in the Playboy bunny house? When did he sexually harass you?
That's sad. People are sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
it's despicable.
I wouldn't use disgusting because I... Well, anyways.
I used to be a fat, disgusting slob.
Oh, I like that guy.
And so
I get him on so many levels. So relatable.
So, all right, guys. We're coming up on our time now, but thank you for tuning in. Ray, thanks for coming in and joining us again. You're going to be here off and on throughout the season.
Yay.
Yeah.
He was a fun guest.
So, like I said, season two was going to have a bunch of, a bunch of new correspondents, you know, guests coming on and off, and... You know, we got a lot of good shows lined up for you guys. So we're gonna throw up Pepper's the Sluts in Training on the website, and a new thing that since Ray is going to be coming in a little bit more often than he did in season one, him and Fuck Checker have this thing where they go through apps like OfferUp and Let It Go and rant about the prices that people have on obnoxious things that.
Also, we're going to be doing the mixing, right?
Yes, oh, that's right. Ray is also a bartender, and as we said on the during season one, we'll be coming in to do some of the bartenders in the house segments. So when you hear us extremely drunk, then you'll know that either Ray or Mr. and Mrs. Mixit are in the house.
Well, maybe he'll make the drink I ask for.
Maybe.
Are you asking for here?
A blowjob or
one bartender? Two bartenders already told her to fuck
or
off.
The act.
I want the drink.
Okay, just be
and
sure.
Yeah, the bartender guy.
Because your friends,
do it.
You're so far from where you're, the kind of friends you have.
They'll actually want the thing, not the drink.
Which, by the way, after the show, I'll be asking you for your friends.
And so we might actually have some more in studio guests just hanging around, listening to.
You could be part
keep
of the
hype man company
challenge.
On the on
the
couch.
Like, your friends are level five.
Sorry, Jester.
Sorry, Jester. We keep interrupting you.
We're your having friends, conversations.
But just to be clear, before you finish,
we don't
your friends
end the
are
show.
Level five. Just for any of your friends that are listening, they're level five. If you call me after in the middle of the day, Just know that if I don't answer, it's because you're level 5.
Right? All right, you guys. Well, next week we have a really good show for you. It's going to be game day. So you can expect some Would You Rather, some Urban Dictionary guessing games, and then we got a couple of new games that we are going to be throwing out there. So until next time.
I like my cookies with nuts.